This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Are you kidding me? Do you think that disease is a spontaneous, random chance? No, disease has a cause.
The Health Ranger Report.
If you don't believe in cause and effect, then you don't believe in reality. Every disease has a cause.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I was trying to think about how future historians would describe the collapse of Western civilization that is now approaching. And it became very clear to me, you know, they might say something like, well, the Romans, they lined their aqueducts with lead and they were all drinking toxic heavy metals, which drove them insane and caused cognitive decline. And of course, they also had a debt problem and they had a problem with occupying too many other nations. So they had money problems, they had chemical problems, and they dumbed down the population and it all collapsed. And then they might be asked, well, what about Western civilization and America, 21st century America? Why did that collapse? And they might say, well, gosh, they sprayed poison on all their food. Yeah, they poisoned the entire food supply with pesticides and herbicides. And then they said they were feeding the world. And all the best scientists of the time said that it was good for people. And they poisoned themselves to death as cancer rates skyrocketed and healthcare costs devastated the finances. And the soil became toxic, and the rivers became toxic. And there were dead zones in the oceans where the runoff from the toxic poisoning of the food supply intersects with the ocean. And basically, that system collapsed, just like the Roman Empire collapsed. Oh, and also, there was debt spending as well, just like in the Roman Empire. Yeah, they spent more money than they had, year after year, for a very long period of time, racking up $1 quadrillion in debt and debt instruments when they didn't have the productivity to support it. So, gosh, they were poisoning themselves to death. But Western civilization, they sure had plenty of calories because they were almost all obese and overweight, and they had an epidemic of diabetes and cancer. And the economic activity of that civilization was built on the treating the sickness of the people who made themselves obese, diabetic, and full of cancer tumors by eating the toxic processed foods made by the same companies that were also poisoning the food supply with pesticides and herbicides, you know, in some cases. And thus, they were all overweight, but undernourished. They had too many calories and too much poison, not enough nutrition. And not enough savings. They died of disease and debt. That's the civilization that we are now watching collapse. We're living it. We're seeing it all around us. Look at the loss of cognitive function. Have you noticed that people are increasingly not just insane, but incapable of engaging in rational thought? Have you noticed the cognitive decline? Have you noticed the rise of irrationality? Have you noticed the increasing insanity in our culture, in our news media, in our elections, even in the realm of science and medicine? Have you noticed how insane it has become? You see, we are on the path of unsustainable collapse in so many different ways, whether it's, you know, debt and finances, toxic poisoning, toxic medicine. There's so many things that are coming to an end. The easy, cheap fossil fuels, easy, cheap fossil water, topsoil to grow crops. All these things are being used up. Rare earth minerals used to manufacture solar panels and wind turbines. They're all being used up. And as a result, it's not sustainable. And then they come out and they say, in the name of science, we're going to poison the food supply and claim we're feeding the world. That's how insane it is. Now, when this society collapses, what will be left behind? You know, in 100 years, let's say, just 100 years, what will be left behind? Well, there'll be lots of archaeological evidence. lots of toxic chemicals, lots of failed nuclear power plants, and, you know, a few million years of radiation still to come from some of the isotopes. Plutonium 239, I think, has a 24,000 year half-life, but there are other isotopes of uranium that are, they basically contaminate the region for millions of years. They will see all the trash heaps in the landfill and all of the plastic that we have generated and thrown away. And they will see all of the toxic heavy metals in the computers and electronics, because the electronics and computers are made out of lead and cadmium and nickel and copper and all kinds of toxic metals, and mercury even in some cases, some electronics, that will continue to contaminate the planet for centuries to come on top of the radiation. Now, the pesticides and herbicides may disappear after, I don't know, 50 years. They'll get eventually broken down, but the heavy metals stay around forever, and the radiation lasts millions of years, depending on the isotope. But you know what will be left is the highways, the concrete overpasses, the concrete road system. There'll still be evidence that Western civilization was preoccupied with traveling by car, and that we would build roads almost anywhere, and that we would build other infrastructure, such as giant pumping stations to pump water over a mountain to provide water to the entire city of Los Angeles, which otherwise would be a desert and will once again return to desert. So there will be a lot of archaeological evidence of the infrastructure. The stadiums, some stadiums might still be around, right? Some buildings, concrete buildings, might still be standing, but certainly certain overpasses and concrete roadways and concrete bunkers and missile silos and all those things, they will last thousands of years, literally thousands of years. But the future historians will look back at this time and they will label it the sixth great mass extinction of the planet. And they will document, yeah, there used to be 7 billion people on the planet. Now there are only 500,000. What happened? How did this happen? Or whatever. Maybe it's 500 million. I don't know the answer. Half a billion? Half a million? I know those are 1,000 times different, but it's hard to say what's going to happen. But they will look back and say, wow, how could they have been so blind and clueless that they were living an unsustainable lifestyle and just driving themselves to the point of extinction? It was a massive suicide cult. Maybe they'll say the Health Ranger was right. Oh my God, it is a suicide cult. Who was this guy, the Health Ranger? Check out his other recordings. Because I'll burn them all to an optical disc that will last 1,000 years and put them in like underground vaults or something. You know, so future historians can have an accurate record of actually what went down, because the insanity of this era is just, it's unfathomable. The total insanity and suicide of the culture, of the people, so short-sighted, so self-destructive, so stupid. Do they even qualify as human beings? I don't even know the answer to that. Do they qualify as conscious beings with consciousness and intelligence? I'm not sure. There are times I think primates, chimpanzees in the wild are smarter than the average human today. No question about that. Chimpanzees don't kill their young with vaccines. They don't poison their water supply. Chimpanzees don't spray poison on their food before they eat it, do they now? No, humans do that. Because humans are stupid. Humans are suicidal. Humans are short-sighted. And don't get me started on, quote, science, because almost everything done in the name of science today is just poison, corruption, propaganda, profiteering, exploitation. It's not science. It's a deeply corrupt system of fraudulent science. But it will be interesting. I mean, you and I will be long gone, but I'm sure some future scientific group will have a fascinating time digging through our trash and sorting out what happened and how did maybe 6.5 billion people vanish from planet Earth all of a sudden. Well, we already know how that's going to happen before it happens. Food collapse, global debt system collapse, maybe power grid collapse, EMP attack, maybe nuclear power plant systemic cyber warfare collapse, massive radiation contamination of the planet. Lots of scenarios. Maybe it's a solar flare. Maybe it's an asteroid impact. Maybe it's Yellowstone. Hey, who knows? But we, as we exist today, we won't exist much longer. No mistake about that. But as long as we're here, you might as well stay informed and entertained a little bit. So keep listening to healthrangerreport.com. My goal is that you stay alive and successful as long as possible, no matter what happens around us. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.